Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight is the second part of It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And we have a regular special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, the director of CCHR's International People Task Force Against Racism and Eugenics. And CCHR is located right here in Hollywood, California. We want you to be aware of what's going on and the pivotal work that he does every single day. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you?
I am fine, and thank you for having me on your show again. It is always a pleasure to do the show with you, and I'm ready to rock and roll when you are.
All right. Awesome. Well, one thing we do want to speak on, if you all have not been listening when Reverend Frederick Shaw is here, he is always going to tell you what is going on and what to look out for when it comes to being a mental health care watchdog. Best thing for you all to do is to go to cchrinternational.org just so you can find out the whole scope of everything. But right now, we're going to talk about what's going on with children and how you can be in a place where you can protect yourself as well as your children, whether it's your children biologically, whether it's your students, whether it's your niece, nephew, whatever the case may be. You need to have the knowledge in order to protect your children if you're going to have them in any way and be the guardian or parent that you need to be. Can you tell us about that, Frederick?
Yes. One of the biggest campaigns that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights has, and the Citizens Commission on Human Rights is a mental health watchdog group that exposes psychiatric abuses. And one of the things that we do is protect children, and we protect and fight for all rights of all citizens, but children in particular, because they are the most vulnerable in our society and they're most susceptible to be drugged and abused because of the fact that they're young and so forth. So what we do is we make sure and we fight against the mass drugging of children. For example, you find that in the foster care, juvenile justice, probation systems, all of these systems that are supposed to be protecting children are actually using psychiatric drugs on these children, and it creates a major havoc in the lives of these kids, and some of them never end up straight. So we're fighting for their rights, and we're saying, no, don't drug these kids. Give them what they need in life, be it education, be it nurturing, be it mentoring, whatever the case may be, give that to the children so that they can have a running start, because we're giving them drugs that cause suicidal and homicidal tendencies. And the other thing about the drugs is they can cause sudden death. So a kid could be riding on a bicycle and suddenly drop dead fighting against.
All right. Can you tell us how they use that as a weapon to force the children to take drugs in the school system? Can you tell us about how certain areas are targeting children, how they're gaslighting situations in order to either take children or both drug them?
Well, fortunately, I was part of the group that went up and lobbied every congressperson, every U.S. senator, and we were able to get the Child Safety Medication Act passed in 2003. And it was signed in the federal law by George Bush, and it said that parents could not be forced to put their children on drugs as a condition for being in school. Now, what is so important about that, and we're giving this to your audience, so that they will know that they have that right, because schools are still trying to get parents to put their kids on drugs, and the parents don't know a lot of time that they have a choice. So the message has to go out so that they know that they have a choice. Now, one of the things that they are doing is they're labeling these children with certain psychiatric disorders, and then a lot of times the parent, believing that the child has a mental illness, will yield to the specialist without knowing the fact that a lot of times they should check to make sure that there's nothing physically going on with the child that's causing the reactions or the behavior. And sometimes it's even poor parenting, not to put that on parents, but if you don't check them at home, then the teacher won't be able to check them in the schools. So those are
and
the
sometimes,
things we got.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. I don't mean to interrupt you, but sometimes they are targeted by the school system and teachers, especially if they're of low income. So in a little bit, after you're done, finish with this, can you tell us also about how they are targeting lower income people and students, children as well?
Well, the thing is that they're being targeted in the fact that the schools make more money every time a child is being labeled. So you'll look up and find that black kids may be 16% of the school population, but almost 30% of those that are put on psychiatric drugs. That's targeting. If you have a less population, but you're getting drugged with the larger population, then that means that somebody has decided that you are more at risk than other people when it's not necessarily the same. And one of the things I want to say is when I was in Africa, because this goes across continents, when I was in Africa, one of the chiefs told me that they're drugging the children with ADHD medication and labeling the child to have attention deficit disorder when all that is wrong with the child is he's hungry and hasn't had enough sleep. And so then they're labeled, because don't forget, then the money is made from not only from the psychiatrist, not only from the pharmaceuticals, but the schools get more money when they label a child. So that's what they do with that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, if you are out there and you're listening under the sounds of our voice right now online, if you've downloaded the episodes, if you streamlined the episodes, please feel free to call in at any time. You can call in and share your story of what happened with you and your child, or even yourself, at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And also, Reverend Frederick, can you give them your information on how to contact you as well?
Yes. They can reach me directly at fshawjr@yahoo.com, fshawjr@yahoo.com. And I want them to get and look for the information themselves. If they want to know more about me and my site, you can go to cchrtaskforce.org. And if you want information, you can go to cchrint.org. You can find the museum on there in 3D. You can find databases where you can run all your medicines through, and it'll give you the side effects and things. Then it'll give you information on the Fight for Children campaign and a lot of other issues like that. The one thing I do want to emphasize, right now in this country, it is 6.7 million children on psychiatric drugs. That's 100,000 seat arena filled up 67 times with just children on psychiatric medication. That's 135 times if you were filling up. So we need to make sure that we fight for our children. And CCHR is proud to say in the last 3 years, we have gotten over 1 million children off psychiatric drugs.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is amazing. We want to honor you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, because of the work you do every single day, whether people see it or not, whether they know about it or not. This is your time, audience, for you all to know. Reverend Frederick Shaw will also have a podcast, from what we understand, coming up, so you can talk directly to him. He will also have a magazine to come up where you can download all the information to your iPhone or to your Android, wherever you are, and get this information if you don't go to the site for specialty items like the CCHR Task Force Against Racism and Modern Day Eugenics. This is pivotal in communities of color and the system for children, for women who are pregnant. There are so many things you need to be aware of before you even think about being a parent, because once it's there in your face, it's a possibility you could not get your child back just due to ignorance. So thank you, Reverend Frederick, for everything that you informed us on. Is there any other information you feel like you need to speak on tonight?
Well, I just want to say one little bit. If your child happens to be in a mental institution, make it your duty to go in and speak to the child and find out what's going on. There, I won't say exactly. I can only say there's atrocities that are taking place in a lot of the mental institutions, not only in the United States and across the world. And so get in there and find out what's happening. Look for bruises, things like that, because children have been killed in these institutions. And then I want to thank you so much for your continued support, you letting me use form as a way to get this message out. You are a true hero yourself, and I thank you, and I appreciate you greatly.
Thank you so much for that. It humbles me every time you say it. Anytime anyone allows me to be a part of this cause, and you have done just that. So we are thankful. Our audience will be contacting you so we can get the information that we need. Remember, you all, we are all on social media, all forms of social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Facebook and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and TikTok and Twitter under Twitter under CM Studios and Cleopatra Memphis Studios on TikTok. So make sure you like, follow, and share, and let people know the knowledge that you've gained with this information that can one day protect yourself and your child's life. So until next time, people, for It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., we want you to simply, that is, be great.